Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to call this Monday, the August 6, 2018, public meeting of the Board of Garrett County Commissioners to order. I want to welcome everybody. Thank you for coming. If you would please stand and join me in the pledge, and then Commissioner Kitchen will give the invocation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Would you join me in a word of prayer? Precious and loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to you today with thanksgiving in our hearts for the day that you've given us. We just ask your guidance through this meeting that everything that is said and done here would be pleasing to you. We continue to praise you and glorify you for all that you do for us each and every day. All this we ask in your most precious holy name. Amen.
Please be seated. Mr. Knoll, are there any additions, corrections, or deletions of the public agenda?
Yes, sir, we do. We had a resolution for purchase of a lot in McHenry Business Park to Free State Cooperage. That has been placed on hold at the request of the applicant, so we'll take that off the agenda.
So we're going to take off resolution 2018-6 for Free State Cooperage from the agenda. Any other deletions or corrections?
No, sir.
Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
We have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. Public meeting agenda is approved as amended. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting. Are there any additions, corrections, questions about the minutes? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. The minutes are approved by mutual consent. Okay, the first item on the agenda today is proclamation for Lake Appreciation Month. I see several members of Friends of Deep Creek Lake here. I want to welcome them and thank them for all that they do to help promote Deep Creek Lake and all of our lakes. This proclamation for Garrett County Lakes Appreciation Month, August 2018, whereas lakes and reservoirs are among Maryland's most valuable natural resources, and whereas lakes and reservoirs provide drinking water, irrigation, energy, recreation, scenic beauty, and habitat for wildlife, whereas these beneficial uses have been of vital importance to Maryland's history, growth, and financial health, and whereas our lakes and reservoirs improve the quality of life for all of Maryland residents, and their importance should not go unnoticed, whereas Garrett County recognizes the need to protect these lakes and reservoirs for future generations. Now, therefore, we, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners, do hereby proclaim August 2018 as Garrett County Lakes Appreciation Month in Garrett County, and do commend this observance to all of our citizens. Signed by Commissioners Heinbold, Tishnell, and myself. And Barbara, if you and your team would be willing to come up and accept this, and sure, if you want to say a couple words. You guys want to come
should,
up around?
Come around?
Should we do in front or
let's bring you guys up?
I didn't bring the banner. Saved us.
Ellen, are you accepting this or Barbara?
Ellen, I will accept it, and I will say a couple words.
Absolutely.
Wait, so we should join.
Shall we scoot? Come on, Larry.
Oh,
come on.
Come on. Congratulations.
Come on.
We can move when Renee smiles.
You hold that. Okay. Yeah, so I don't have to speak from behind them. I'm going to go in front of them. I just wanted to say a couple of quick thank yous to everybody that has been helping us get funding for Deep Creek Lake and the other state lakes. I want to remind you that 4 of those 16 state lakes are in Garrett County. First of all, we want to thank the three of you for your support and everything you've done to help us get that way, get money and get going. We want to thank Senator George Edwards and Delegate Wendell Weitzel, who devoted hours this session to getting our funding this year. We want to thank the Deep Creek Lake Policy and Review Board for a formal support for this the Garrett County Chamber of Commerce, whose efforts, along with their lobbyists, helped secure passage. We appreciate many other public officials. The mayor and town council of Friendsville supported us. Delegates Buckle and McKay, as well as Senators Astley, Maddaleno, Mano, Mathias, Serafino, and Young, were all among the sponsors of the bill. Thank you so much for all of the people who actually came and testified in Annapolis. And, you know, three of them are right here, Bill Hines and Richard Matlick and Barbara Beeler. We also had Bill Alsop, Lisa Bore from the National Association of Lake Management Society, no, North American Lake Management Society. Eleanor Brown, Nadine Gravinia, Stu Lumsden, and Paul Roberts. There were other groups that supported us from the national level, the NOMS, the Lake Management Society, the Maryland Sierra Club, Engage Mountain, Maryland, the Occhigany River Watershed Association, and Friends of Seneca Creek State Park. Many homeowner groups around Deep Creek Lake got involved this time, along with the Deep Creek Watershed Foundation, the Deep Creek Lake Property Owners Association, Blakesley Homeowners, Green Blade Guardians, Pond Run, Pan Cove Protectors, Turkey Neck Loop Association, Waterfront Greens, and I could go on and on, but the really important part is that for the first time this year, we got a coalition together that worked towards what many of us have seen for many years, and that is that our lake, Deep Creek Lake, needs help. And we've started down that road, and we thank everybody that's been part of that.
Thank you very much.
Okay, next up, the introduction of Garrett County Hazmat Team. John?
Thank you very much. The Garrett County Hazmat Team, we've been working on developing. The Hazmat Team is a part of Special Operations, known as Company 8. It's many companies joining together to where it's approval of the individual company and the chiefs of that company to use their apparatus, and then they all combine with some very special training that it involves. The Garrett County Hazardous Material Team has been developing for a really long period of time. Since I've been appointed, 2013, we weren't right there yet. And one of the big hurdles that we had that enables us a statewide response and to respond to our mutual aid partners is workers' comp insurance. And thank you, commissioners, you know, for making that happen so we can protect our people that's in harm's way. Brian O'Connor is the team leader. Would you like to say anything, sir?
From a personal standpoint, you can see that each one of these individuals here, they have Deep Creek or Oakland or Friendsville. There's multiple people for a 13-person team. And we cover from county line to county line. And it's been really great. And on a personal note, the workman's comp insurance that came through is a blessing. It really is. And we all want to say thank you very much, each and every one of you. The hazmat team, we've been, like I said, like Director Frank said, we've been slowly working our way through. We've been through a lot of hardships, and we've been through some good chips. We're actually getting our stuff together, finally getting our feet together. You know, we've actually grown in equipment size. You know, some departments actually come together and actually, like we use Oakland, for example, they allow us to use their special response unit. The hazmat team actually doesn't own any equipment. We actually are completely an unfunded group. But yet we come together, every department here, every volunteer here, they come together and we make sure that the citizens of Garrett County are protected. So, again, thank you very much for your support, and we look forward to even more. Thank you.
Thank you. Chairman Harry Spears of the Hazmat Team.
Again, on behalf of the team, thank you very much for the workers' compensation. It means the difference between going home and having an income or going home and not having an income if you're on a hazmat scene or anything. And to expand on that a little bit, as president of Northern Rescue and chief chief of the Brentsville Fire Department, the county commissioners have always been behind the emergency services in Garrett County. We've always fully funded the fire tax. That means a lot to each individual fire department in county. If we down in Brentsville had to figure out how we're going to raise $160,000 a year, it's not a gun bash. It's not bingo. I mean, we greatly appreciate what the county commissioners do in funding us each year. And same with the hazmat team. We appreciate your support and look forward to a good working relationship and continued support.
Thanks. Again, just some recent incidents we had was a white powder incident here at the courthouse. It ended up not being. We've learned a lot of things with that. Used a good bit of equipment. We had to rely on outstanding resources from Somerset, Pennsylvania to respond to verify. As far as the chemical, Trader's Landing with a fuel spill, and that's a majority of our calls is a fuel or propane, and then, you know, meth labs. We still have some waste to support law enforcement to try to mitigate and to neutralize and dispose of it properly. But thank you very much for recognizing that as Matt team.
Thank you.
John, that leads us into the next item on the agenda, which is the introduction and promotion of emergency medical services supervisors.
Okay. As we're well aware of, and many of us, I have been a volunteer with Northern Rescue for many years. Just the demands of being a volunteer and all the training and things go with it, it's really been a struggle for the volunteer community. But we developed the Garrett County Emergency Services, the EMS program, to help to improve our response times, to be able to get out. Give you a little bit of an idea, we currently have 36 Garrett County Emergency Services employees, two are administrator, which I am one. We also have several part-time positions, but we actually have 20 full-time people. And we man the stations 24/7. Right now, we're providing support to Southern Rescue Squad, Northern Rescue Squad, and Deep Creek Fire Department allows us to house an EMS unit at the Deep Creek Fire Station, and we have a county medic unit in a chase vehicle there. And Binger Fire Department, they're totally volunteer and not requesting any services at this time. Give you an idea, for 2017, EMS ran approximately 4,000 calls countywide. That could be anything from a refusal to a medical alarm to something more serious. Our average time has really improved by having people in the station. Our approximate time is 10 to 11 minutes response time to a patient side. And obviously, Southern, you know, depending on where you are in the county, it can be a lot longer or a lot shorter, but it's definitely helped to make a difference. Company 11, which is the county unit housed out of Deep Creek, we responded to 1,108 calls for service just last year. Jeez. And we have already run 628 calls since July. So it's increasing, but it's any number of things, you know, that goes in with that. But and again, something that's really incredible, and many of us that's been in EMS, and you or may not have heard as far as over the years about saves and cardiac arrests. There was a few, but you know, the numbers really wasn't there, and that's compounded by a delayed response time, technology of the equipment. But already this year, we've had 6 life-altering events where the people are alive today. But that's not only the county EMS people. It's the 911 dispatcher explains how to do CPR. It's the layperson knowing how to do CPR, having an AED available. The volunteer fire rescue community, with all that manpower, it comes from the fire department because it takes a lot of people to care for that patient. And then our EMS and our volunteers, you know, right down to, you know, the hospital staff. So we're making a little bit of difference. It was a pretty major investment for the commissioners, but, you know, we had to do what we had to do to you know, help and support the EMS program. And then one of the big components was our shift coordinators. This is our first line, boots on the ground coordinator that kind of helps to bring everything together with the volunteers, the career staff, the volunteers, that extra set of eyes to help to go ahead, make sure we're doing the appropriate care. But that has really developed, and I am so proud, and have them come up and join me now. Wayne Teamer, some of the EMS chief. And then Phil Roemer, Curtis O'Neill, Josh Hook, and Vicki Walker. And since we've been able to go ahead, identify how they can help with day-to-day operations, because it's a lot of things that we need to do to help coordinate things. These people have really, really made a difference for us. And with the commissioners, human resources, we decided that it would be much better fitting to actually give them the rank of lieutenant to help Wayne and I for day-to-day operations, and that also helps them within the fire rescue community with having similar rank structure and command structure. Chief Teamerson, do you have anything that you want to add to that?
I just want to say I'm really excited. I'm very thankful for the four that are here, the help that they've given in development of this, and I think we have the best providers in the state. Everybody up and down our rank and file in our units, our volunteers are good providers here. I'm proud of our system here. And I'm even more proud of where we're going, because we're only going up from here. We want to have the best system in the state here in Garrett County. And each one of these individuals are committed to that goal with me.
Thank you, Chief. Chairman Edwards, could you join me in the administration of the oath of office? It's a great honor and pleasure to have the opportunity to appoint you and give you the administration of the oath. Chairman Edwards is here, and the public at large and the commissioners, you know, as your witness. Go ahead, raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Curtis Weaver.
Do solemnly promise.
Do solemnly promise.
That I faithfully discharge.
That I faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office.
The duties of the office.
To which I have been appointed.
To which I have been appointed.
I promise to uphold.
I promise to uphold.
The Constitution, policies, and procedures.
Constitution, policies, and procedures.
Of Garrett County government.
Of Garrett County government.
I farther promise. To preserve and protect and to maintain. All property and monies entrusted unto me.
All properties and monies entrusted unto me.
And will turn over the same. To my appointed successor, so help me God. Congratulations.
Thanks, sir. I'll come up here and get a picture behind the commissioners, and then we'll have the hazmat teams the same.
Yep.
While they're coming up here, I'd just like to echo that. These folks stepped up when we first started the program as coordinators. They worked the last 2 years. As the program's growing, it's time to recognize them for the job they do. So we appreciate their efforts, and they've done a great job. Same with the hazmat team. These guys work volunteer hours and hours on training. Hazmat's a difficult job anyway, and they do a great job. We try to, and the county gives them minimal funding, and at some point we may be coming asking for a little more, but it's all volunteer, and they do a great job. Try to set the stage for some more funding. You'll get me later, but yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
John, you want to bring the hazmat team in?
Hazmat team, can you come on forward?
How are you doing?
Say again, how are you doing?
How's it going?
Thanks for having us.
We'll put the officers together.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you. You can get everybody on the end there. This must be really important. You got Kevin taking the picture, so.
We broke it.
We do have you in the picture.
You might need Kevin's picture after all.
Yeah.
An expensive camera fails, it's a phone.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, thank you.
Come in.
Thank you.
Where's the John? Where's the promotion party or whatever? Is there a promotion party or anything?
What? Yeah. Probably a minimal funding.
Not made on that long.
We're behind.
Thanks, John.
It's not even showing up.
Just changed the battery.
All right, next on the agenda is a resolution to transfer lot one of the McHenry Business Park to Maryland Economic Development Corporation for a shell building. Mike?
We don't have anything to add. You word right out of my mouth. So,
do you want to just give a brief explanation of what's going on there?
Yeah, so we're transferring the land to Medco, 7.48 acres, I believe it is, and in exchange, they will build a 20,000 square foot spec building. So bid packages went out Friday. We'll hopefully get those back in 30 days, and it's going to be a 2019 project, but looking forward to it. It'll be good for the county.
Any questions or comments for Mike? Or... All right, so resolution number 2018-5 by the Board of County Commissioners of Garrett County, a body politic and corporate political subdivision authorizing the sale of real property known as lot number one of the McHenry Business Park, consisting of 7.48 acres, more or less situated in election district number six, to the Maryland Economic Development Corporation, known as Medco, in consideration for the construction by Medco of a 20,000 square foot shell building on the property to be utilized by the county and Medco and economic development of the county. Questions or comments? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve resolution 2018-5.
Motion.
Motion to approve.
Yeah, motion, we have a second.
Second.
Motion, a second, question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you all.
Okay, that concludes all the agenda items, so we're now at a time for public questions and comments. Anybody have any questions or comments? Yes, sir.
Like the old days, I'd like to find out what the commissioners are doing for the county. I don't hear them reporting like the old days for the commissioners, and especially, I'm a registered Republican, and especially, I'd like to hear from Steve and Larry, who's the only one that I really have a choice on this year. And to what he has done in the last 4 years to justify being elected again, or maybe what you've done in the last month or 3 months. Or I'd like to feel good about this. Can I ask it? Why can't I ask this?
Well, this isn't a political rally for Larry Titchell.
No, no, well, I can ask what he's done for the commissioners.
Then I would think that would be appropriate maybe outside of the public meeting. The public meeting set aside specifically for business of the county. Question or comment directly to that, and just asking what'd you do yesterday, okay. I don't see where
so
that's
the business. What business have you worked on for the county?
Again, I'm going to say that's probably not appropriate question.
Is it answerable?
I'm sure it is, and I bet Larry'd love to talk to you after the meeting.
I'll be happy with that. Thank you.
I'd be fine with that.
Mr. Descaris, did you have a question?
Yeah, I do. I got a letter today in the mail, and it says that it's for all businesses in the watershed basin. It doesn't apply to Oakland, Vinegar, or anywhere else. It says you're not allowed to have any banner or flag of any type, which means like even those flags are illegal in the watershed basin. And I was just kind of stirred. I'm going like, geez, you know, I mean, you can't have a sign, a flag that says you're Oakland or anything. And I drove up here, 90% of all the places have a flag of some kind, Oakland sign or some kind of flag of some kind. And you're being fined if you have this flag or an open flag or a Maryland or a United States flag. It's also illegal in front of a business. So I just wanted to know, you know, it's a, you know, you make a hard living down at Deep Creek Lake. You know, business is only in the summertime and it's getting shorter every year by the schools starting earlier. And, you know, and I just wanted to know, like, why do they have a rule just for Deep Creek Lake? And not for the rest of the whole county.
Debbie, do you want to weigh in on that?
Sure. I'm so scared. Yeah, I had spoken to Mr. Lascaris earlier. We had a complaint. As you know, we are complaint driven, so unless somebody says specifically about a certain business, we do not issue a violation. So we had a complaint about 12 businesses. Now this is a follow-up from more general complaints that we had last year. There seemed to be a proliferation of these signs and should you do something about them? The definition of sign is any permanent or temporary structure or part thereof, or any device attached, painted, or represented directly or indirectly on a structure or other surface that shall display or include any letter, word, insignia, flag, or representation used as or which is the nature of an announcement, advertisement, visual communication, direction, or is designed to attract the eye or bring the subject to the attention of the public. Now it further says flags of any governmental unit or any charitable or religious organization are not considered signs for the purpose of this chapter. So the American flags, they will not be regulated through this. But because that definition is so very broad, anything that attracts the attention, then feather flags, whether they have words on them or not, does not matter. Sandwich boards, all of that is considered a sign by the definition. So what we did last year was we sent in May of 2017 a letter to all business owners in the watershed that said, you're probably not aware. I spelled out the definition of sign and said, we've had some complaints, general complaints, please take them down. This year we got a specific complaint against 12 businesses. So we went out, we took pictures, determined if they were in violation, they were indeed. So we sent out letters that said, you have 5 days to remove the flags.
And to Jimmy's direct question why it's in the watershed and not anywhere else, because that's the only place that's zoned that's outside of municipal government jurisdiction. So Oakland, Grantsville, Lachlan, et cetera, would fall under the town zoning ordinances. Because McHenry's not an incorporated town, it falls under the Planning Commission ordinances.
Well, there, Bill, all of it. So how come it's always the watershed basin? Yeah, that's like the cash cow, Garrett Canyon. The property owners paying all these taxes there, all the businesses, which probably the biggest employer in Garrett County, when you take all the businesses down there. How come they're the ones that have to be the ones that are punished and nobody else is? And I know there's rules for this town, part of town, and this town, and this town. There always has to be harsher rules for Deep Creek Lake.
That's run through the Planning Commission. My advice would be to see them. I mean, has this come up with the Planning Commission?
No, it has not. What I explained to Mr. Liscaris is anybody can file for an amendment to change the definition of sign to allow some temporary signage. You know, I know these things get taken down every night and put back up. Some businesses only put them up on the weekends and don't put them up during the weekdays. It can be changed. That initiates a public process whereby it goes to the Planning Commission then, and they have some public hearings and it gets advertised so that the public has an opportunity to weigh in. That's a process. Of course, currently those businesses are under a 5-day get the banner flags down. And after that 5 days, they start getting fined.
Is there any possibility of letting that continue until the Planning Commission has the opportunity to review this? I mean, 5 days
is extension.
Yeah.
Until that is pursued, if that's what he wants to do.
So I guess my question is, can we allow those 12 businesses to continue to do this until the Planning Commission meets and has an opportunity to review the definition of signs?
Yes, and they have an opportunity, those 12 businesses, or even one person can file for an amendment. They have an opportunity to work with my department and see what they want to petition for exactly.
So, Jimmy, can you get with Debbie and work through that? And in the meantime, I think what I'm hearing you say is we can give some time there to
That's
work
what I'm
through
asking.
That process.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's like a stay of execution.
Yes, something like that. So that in 5 days, I'm not out there finding
so you,
them and
do you wanna,
doing all of that.
To formalize that,
yes.
Do you want to
make
a motion to that effect?
You should.
So moved.
Okay. So the motion then is to order a stay and to work with Debbie and the Planning Commission to figure out the next steps in that process.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Second
so
on that.
And I'll second that.
All right. Question on motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
By the way, Dan, I think that's a very reasonable approach, and I'm happy to see that you're flexible enough to allow something like that. Some places wouldn't do that. Some places would just say, you know what, you can't have them, and that's it.
There's a process in place. We might as well use it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Yeah.
I just want to speak just briefly. It's late proclamation. All the funding that we've gotten and the funding that we're working toward is based a lot on the pilot sediment removal project that's Arrowhead Cove. And we know it's been placed on hold. And I guess what it's not an ask, it's probably a support that we pursue a resolution with the state to solve that issue, because this step is the first step that opens up everything. And until we get this pilot project finished, there's many, many questions that can't be answered. So that's a plea to continue the effort to make that resolution happen quickly.
Thank you. Anyone else? Mike.
For my continuing education, I asked last time at the meeting in Swanton about property tax exemptions or abatements. We just turned over some, I guess, county-owned land to the state to build a building for a private company. Are they going to pay property taxes on that, or is that, it's not a nonprofit, because we've made a distinction last time between nonprofit and for-profit. How is that building and the private businesses in there treated from a property tax point of view?
I think in the past, Medco has been exempt from the property tax until that time when some portion of the building or all of the building is rented or occupied, then the taxes kick in. So if somebody comes in and rents 50% of the building, then they pay 50% of the taxes.
Thank you.
Barbara?
Yeah, and another issue on lakes and stuff. As you know, there are the four lakes in Garrett County that are state-owned lakes are a wonderful array, Harrington, Savage River, New Germany, and Deep Creek. I mean, what a variety that we have in our own county, and we really need to protect them. What came out of a sidebar on the effort in Annapolis was that we were able to get the Department of Budget and Management at the last minutes in the legislative session to say they actually supported the original bill as introduced by Edwards and Weitzel. To me, that indicates there is, on the governor's side, that gives an opportunity to go back to the governor and say, you know, you haven't changed your mind, it's in writing here. Would you please put this in the budget, in your budget this year, so we don't have to go through the legislative process again? So we're urging you to talk with our representatives as soon as possible, because we believe if we put it in the budget, that's a lot easier process than it is to go through the legislative, which was terrible last year.
The other thing I would add to that is that even if it's in the budget, it still has to get through the legislative process, obviously. It still has to be reviewed.
But if you start there as opposed to trying to squeeze it in the back door and everybody resents it and all it takes is one person to say no and ruin a huge campaign, if you've got the Department of Budget and Management endorsing it, you come 97% of the way. So.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? All right, the next meeting of the Board of Garrett County Commissioners will be Tuesday, August 21st, here at the courthouse, beginning at 4 o'clock. If there's nothing else, we have a motion to adjourn.
So,
meeting adjourned. Thank you.